So Bradford City going into the weekend, really hoping to cement their place in the League One playoff places as we get toward the final stages of the League One season. This weekend, taking on Swindon Town, a team who've already been in the north this week, although I don't think the fans will want reminding too much of what happened against Oldham on Tuesday night. 2-0 loss, if you didn't pick up on that. Let's find out more, though, about Swindon Town, the opposition on Saturday, with freelance sports journalist, Swindon Town fan as well, Andrew Steele David. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Morning, how you doing?
Yeah, very good. Are Swindon fans feeling all right at the moment? It's kind of turned into a bit of a rough old season, mid-table now, not much to play for, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're probably feeling anything but all right at the moment. It's been a rough couple of weeks. I think a lot of fans are probably still nursing the scars that were sustained over the Easter weekend, a 4-1 defeat to Wigan and then a 6-1 hammering away at Scunthorpe. I mean, people thought the rot was stopped somewhat with a 1-1 draw at home to Fleetwood last weekend, but then, as you mentioned, a trip to Oldham on Tuesday and a 2-0 defeat. And I don't think things are going to get any better this weekend at Bradford. It's always a tough place to go, and I can't really see them getting anything from that game, especially with the way they're playing and how low their confidence is.
With Swindon and the season, it's been one that from like an outsider's point of view, you mention things like the Wigan game that was on TV. I happened to be watching that one, seeing other results as well, but also seeing the managerial situation. Mark Cooper started the season in charge, then chairman, owner, and then manager for a period, Lee Power, then Martin Ling, who lasted, I think it was, what, 9 games, and now Luke Williams, who's only caretaker. Can you kind of clear up what's happening? Is it like a long-term plan, or is it just making knee-jerk decisions all the time?
Pretty much from the moment the whistle went at Wembley when they lost in the playoff final to Preston last season, there was just a lot of change at the club. You know, with Mark Cooper, it was things were not good there for a long time. Even last season, there was a rift between him and Luke Williams, who is now head coach. Luke Williams has always been the chairman's man, so of course the rift between Cooper and the chairman started to get bigger and bigger. There was a lot of uncertainty in pre-season. There was an embarrassing saga where Cooper was linked to Sheffield Wednesday, and it was, you know, at one point, yeah, he's definitely going. Next day, no, he's not. Cooper was sacked in October. And then you had the strange, as you mentioned there, the strange situation where the chairman comes in and takes charge of the team. He said at the time it's because he wanted to give Luke Williams a chance to get back on the training pitch. But it was just a very, very strange situation for 3 or 4 games. Martin Ling comes in and looks to have had an impact. You know, they go on a winning streak. And then he obviously departed for Christmas due to health reasons. And then Luke Williams comes in and, wins a couple games and is given a 5-year contract, which probably stunned a lot of people in England because, you know, this day and age, 5 years is a big commitment. I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Luke Williams has been at the club a while now and he's always been the chairman's number one.
What's your score prediction?
2-1 Bradford. Yeah, 2-1 Bradford. I can't see Swindon the way they're playing at the moment. They're very low on confidence. There's a few players out. And, you know, the bench is filled with mostly sort of first, second-year scholars. I just can't see them going, you know, especially Bradford are renowned for being a big physical side. I just can't see them going there and getting anything. So I think it'll be 2-1 Bradford.